The suspect in the Boulder, Colorado attack at a Jewish rally are in ICE custody. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem said the family is under investigation.
Mohammed's despicable actions will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But we're also investigating to what extent his family knew about this horrific attack, if they had any knowledge of it, or if they provided support to it.
Homeland Security officials say they'll likely be deported. Mohammed Soliman is facing 16 charges of attempted murder and one federal hate crime charge for the flamethrower attack. President Trump expected to sign an executive order later today. The White House says it will boost tariffs on European steel and aluminum. Law enforcement officials say they're working to verify a social media post that appears to show one of the New Orleans jail escapees. In that post, the man claims he's Antoine Massey and says he did not break out of jail in May and instead was let out. This is ABC News. Disgraced attorney Tom Girardi sentenced today for defrauding clients. He gained fame for his high-profile cases, including work on the Erin Brockovich case that became a movie, and his marriage to a TV reality star.
Tom Girardi was a powerhouse name in law. Now disbarred and estranged from his Real Housewives of Beverly Hills wife, Erica Jane, Girardi has been given 7 years and 3 months in federal prison for stealing millions of dollars from his clients over many years. Some of those victims included family members of the Lion Air Boeing 737 MAX that crashed in 2018. Now 86 years old, Girardi is living in assisted care, claiming to be dealing with Alzheimer's. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The New York Knicks reportedly relieving coach Tom Thibodeau of his duties, sources tell ESPN. It follows the Knicks' loss to the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals on Saturday. Thibodeau led the team to the postseason 4 out of his 5 years of coaching the Knicks. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind. There is a severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa County, and that is until 11 o'clock tonight. Look for periods of rain ending late tonight, and lows around 53. Clouds mixing with sun gradually and mild tomorrow with a high of 78, and a few clouds tomorrow night with a low of 51. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east at 7 miles per hour, and our current temperature is, under rainy conditions, 66 degrees.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC. Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at LeahRooneyAgency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is recommending Wisconsinites reduce their time outdoors today and into tomorrow due to ongoing air quality advisories resulting from Canadian wildfire smoke. Smoke will be moving from the northwest to the southeast across the state throughout the day. An air quality advisory is in effect for the full state, effective through noon tomorrow. Expect some impact on air quality to continue through most of this week. People with heart or lung disease, older adults and children, should consider making outdoor activities shorter and less intense and reduce heavy exertion. Stay indoors, close doors and windows, avoid activities that increase indoor pollution, vacuuming, frying food, burning candles, or using gas-powered appliances. Install a high-efficiency air filter and use an N95 mask if outdoors for long periods. This is the second time this year that an air quality advisory has been issued in Wisconsin. Both have been a direct result of Canadian wildfire smoke. Air quality advisories are expected to continue through the summer as wildfires continue to occur. The DNR asks the public to stay vigilant as advisories are issued. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is calling for the state to lift its vaccine requirements for kids attending school or child care programs. During an event in Milwaukee last week, Senator Johnson said he believes some childhood illnesses, like measles, have been eradicated through better hygiene and sanitation, not just the vaccine. The comments also come as measles outbreaks pop up across the country, with over 1,000 confirmed cases in 31 states. Kids are required to receive the vaccine under state law to attend school or child care programs. Republican lawmakers are proposing new legislation to fine Wisconsin residents who intentionally misrepresent their pet as a service animal. The bill would change the definition of a service animal under state law to more closely align with federal law. Current state law considers any animal trained to assist people with a disability to be a service animal, but federal law is restricted to dogs and miniature horses. Residents who violate the law could be subject to a $200 fine for their first offense and a $500 fine for subsequent offenses. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning consumers of another phishing scam where scammers are texting and pretending to be from Wisconsin DOT DMV to get individuals to click on fraudulent links to reveal personal information. This recent wave warns of a final notice or of an unspecified unpaid traffic violation. Some scams duplicate the look of official WisDOT content. These are not from WisDOT or DMV. On Monday, DMV noted an influx in customers calling and emailing with questions after receiving these unsolicited texts. A previous wave hit Wisconsin late March into early April. Wisconsin DMV urges consumers to be on the lookout and follow these tips. Be suspicious of demands for money in urgency. Do not share personal information with unsolicited emails or messages. If you have not signed up to receive email or text messages from DMV and receive an unsolicited text message or email from an unknown number or person, do not respond, engage with the caller, or click on links. And sign up for account activity alerts and renewal reminders by subscribing to Wisconsin DMV's eNotify. Like most bank accounts, you will receive confirmation of transactions on your account, which alerts you to any fraudulent activities. Sign up for eNotify at wisconsindmv.gov/eNotify. If you are the victim of a scam, you may consider filing a police report with the local law enforcement agency where you reside. Report it to the Federal Trade Commission and or the IC3 at ic3.gov. Speak to AARP's Fraud Watch Helpline and find fraud victim support groups. Request a free credit report and research identity theft prevention at annualcreditreport.com/index.action. Nearly two dozen theater hopefuls showed up to sing a song and read for the roles for the Community Players production of Little Shop of Horrors. Little Shop of Horrors is a horror comedy rock musical about a florist shop worker who raises a plant that eats human flesh and blood. The show was made into a 1986 movie that starred Rick Moranis and Steve Martin and was directed by Frank Oz. After 3 days of tryouts and another day of callbacks, director Cameron Cormican made his choices. The cast will include Dave Van Halgren as Seymour, Faith Morga as Audrey, Glenn Dunn as Mr. Mushnick, Matt Rowe as Oren Scavillo, Maggie Keller as Ronette, Kate Stoda as Crystal, Cassidy Mancilla-Young as Chiffon, and Michael Ames as the voice of Plant Audrey II. Additional roles will be filled by Chloe Hine, Ryan Whitman, Leo Murr, and Elise Staffslin. There are still plenty of opportunities backstage for anyone who would like to get involved. People who can do simple carpentry to help build the set, along with painters, prop makers, or stagehands are needed. Everyone is welcome and anyone can get involved. For questions or more information, email communityplayers swwi@gmail.com or call the show's director, Cameron Cormican, at 608-844-1245. Performances of The Little Shop of Horrors are scheduled for July 25th, 26th, 27th, and August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets priced at $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children will be available at the door. The Music in the Parks, presented by the Friends of Vernon County Parks and Forest Concert Series, kicks off Wednesday with Spunky Bumpkins performing at Sidey Hollow County Park. The free, family-friendly series will feature 13 Wednesday evenings of live outdoor music throughout June, July, and August, rotating between Sidey Hollow and Esophia Rents Memorial County Parks. Concerts run from 6 to 8:30 each Wednesday night. Food and beverages will be available for purchase. Bring a chair or blanket and enjoy the music. For more information, visit VernonCountyFriends.org or follow on Facebook. If you are a landowner or forester and you're interested in attracting more birds to your area, there's an upcoming webinar you'll want to check out. The Wisconsin Center for Wildlife is holding Forestry for Birds events in June. They have a webinar on Friday, June 6th, followed by three Saturday field days. You can learn more and register at go.wisc.edu/forestry-birds. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources asked the public to take simple precautions to avoid spreading invasive species in June, which is Invasive Species Action Month, and all year long. Invasive species are non-native plants, animals, and diseases that cause environmental or economic harm or pose threats to human health. There are many species that are already widespread in the state, while others may pose a large risk of surviving and causing problems if they are introduced and become established here. The state's invasive species rule makes it unlawful to transport, transfer, introduce, or possess certain invasive species in Wisconsin without a permit. The regulations designate which species are restricted or prohibited based on factors including the degree of harm they may cause, the extent of their presence in the state, the potential for controlling the species, and the socioeconomic value a species may hold. You can help to prevent the establishment and spread of invasive species. The DNR encourages reporting invasive species and offers these tips. When hiking and camping, stay on designated trails, roads, and other developed areas to avoid tracking invasive species to new locations. Follow Wisconsin's firewood rules to avoid moving harmful invasive pests and pathogens. When fishing and boating, clean all recreational equipment and gear after every use to protect Wisconsin's waters from fish diseases and aquatic invasive species. Inspect gear for dirt, mud, seeds, and other debris, removing as much as possible before launching and before leaving the landing. Drain all water from gear and compartments before leaving the water body. Dry gear for at least 5 days between uses to help eliminate invasive organisms. Never move live fish away from any water body. Fish are considered dead if on ice and not in water. The DNR also suggests when gardening, add beauty and variety to your yard with plants that are non-invasive. Native plants are excellent choices since they also benefit pollinators, birds, and other wildlife. The DNR's Plant Native Plants webpage is a resource to get started. To learn more, attend an event during the second annual Invasive Species Awareness Weekend, June 21st and 22nd. Events such as guided hikes, educational workshops, invasive species work days, and more are taking place around the state. These events are free and open to the public. To find an event near you, check out the Invasive Species Events and Volunteering page.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Gary T. Ingersoll, 72 of Muscadet, died Friday following a stroke and emergency surgery for a blood clot on the brain. A graveside service will be held Thursday at 2 at the Rock River Cemetery in Jefferson. Memorials may be made to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society Pet Adoption in Richland Center or the Iowa County Humane Society in Dodgeville. Gary T. Ingersoll, 72 of Muscadet. Kenneth S. Kelbell, 89 of Bloom City, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Pihah Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Pihah Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Kenneth S. Kelbell, 89 of Bloom City. Matthew J. Griffith, 37 of Muscadet, died last Tuesday as the result of a motorcycle accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 2 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. The family encourages people to wear Harley, Fox Racing, and fishing or hunting apparel. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to set up a trust fund for his three boys. Matthew J. Griffith, 37 of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Catherine Zhang and Mark Ritchie had a daughter, Estelle Ray, and Brianna and Hunter Fortney had a son, Hudson William.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale, which means if you're shopping for summer, you can get insider deals on our best brands, even ones that aren't usually on sale, like an extra 30% off Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Levi's, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance. And with Father's Day just around the corner on June 15th, it's a great time to shop for Dad. Stop by Macy's today and walk out with the perfect gift. Don't miss Friends and Family. Going on now, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero-turner push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, we're seeing some occasional showers and thunderstorms move across the area with a cold front sliding in. A few of these could still be on the strong side early in the evening in the far southeastern portion of our listening area. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa County and points eastward until 11 p.m., so keep an eye on the skies. Otherwise, just some general rain coming through tonight. Could be at least another half to three-quarter inch, so a pretty good soaking. Behind this, some nice weather shaping up for tomorrow and Thursday. Should get a decent amount of sunshine, comfortable temperatures, and lower humidity as well. We are expecting another weather system to slide in Friday with a bit of rain, and then a third system could impact us by Sunday, so just a little bit of an active pattern shaping up. That forecast now includes an air quality alert through noon tomorrow, and the severe thunderstorm watch in Iowa County until 11 p.m. Occasional showers out there tonight, a thunderstorm early. Temperature dropping back through the 60s in the evening, 53 overnight, wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, cloud cover mixing with sunshine gradually, highs in the upper 70s, north wind between 5 and 13. On Thursday, partly sunny, low 51, high 78, chance of a shower late Thursday night. Friday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, low 56 with a high of 74. Saturday, patchy sun, 30% chance of a couple of showers, low 54 with a high of 73. Sunday, variably cloudy, chance of a couple of showers, more numerous late, low in the mid-50s, high 76. And Monday, mixed skies and cooler, spotty showers possible, low 51 with a high of 71 degrees. Have yourself a nice evening out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 67 degrees after a high today of 81 and a morning low of 65. Yesterday's high was 87 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1948 is 91 degrees with a record low of 36 that was set back in 1956. Last year's high was 78 with a low of 62. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:36 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:23. The winds are out of the northeast at 5 miles per hour, and we did receive wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour at the WRCO studios, and the barometric reading is 29.78, and we have received 86 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 67 degrees, and a reminder, there is that air quality alert for the entire listening area until noon tomorrow. Also, there is a severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa County until 11 o'clock this evening. And as a result of the rain, tonight's WIAA sectional softball game featuring Richland Center at Prairie du Chien, that's been postponed till tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. And Lancaster at Fenimore baseball has been postponed until tomorrow as well. And for people that are wondering, we have not received any word yet on Church League softball. Haven't received a word on any official cancellation of it, but once we do receive that information, we will pass it along.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, dedicated professional supplier of propane. Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. And as I just mentioned earlier, the game between Richland Center and Prairie du Chien in softball, the WIAA sectional softball game, that has been postponed until tomorrow evening at 5, as well as the Lancaster Fenimore baseball game, that has been postponed till tomorrow. And still no word yet on any cancellations of Church League softball. Once we receive that information, we'll pass that along. There was one game that was played today. They got it in WIAA High School softball sectional semifinal action. Mineral Point beat Cuba City by a score of 7-1. So Mineral Point will advance on to the sectional finals on Thursday and will take on either Waterloo or Random Lake. A third-inning home run from Christian Yelich gave the Brewers the run they needed to beat Cincinnati last night, 3-2. That's 8 straight wins for Milwaukee. The Reds scored 2 in the first winning pitcher, Aaron Civale, but couldn't hold the lead. Trevor McGill earned his 12th save. Yelich has homered 4 times in his last 6 games. Freddy Peralta starts the second game of a 3-game series in Cincinnati tonight. That game will have the first pitch at 6:35, with the pregame starting at 5:35. That broadcast can be heard on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. A bruised hand didn't have any effect on Christian Yelich, the Milwaukee Brewers' designated hitter, named the National League's Player of the Week before Monday night's game against the Cincinnati Reds. He was back in the lineup and continued his hot streak with a solo home run in the third inning to lift the Brewers to a 3-2 victory. Yelich left Sunday's game against the Philadelphia Phillies during the third inning after being hit by a sinker from Ranger Suarez in the first inning. Once he found out x-rays were negative, the 2018 National League MVP was prepared to make sure he wouldn't have to take a day off. An Instagram photo, or Instagram video, I should say, of Damian Lillard walking on a treadmill offers some hope that the All-NBA guard won't miss all of next season. Lillard is rehabbing from surgery on his Achilles tendon. There's still no official timeline for his return. Lillard wasn't walking freely in the video, and he had plenty of support, but he is still very early for his rehabilitation to be advanced.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwartz Insurance and Richland Center would like to ask if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwartz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Former Badgers running back Braylon Allen is expected to carry a bigger load for the Jets offense in the upcoming season. Allen was a fourth-round draft pick in his rookie year. He carried the ball 92 times for 334 yards and 2 scores. Breece Hall did most of the groundwork. New York is expected to feature a more dynamic running-based offense with the arrival of quarterback Justin Fields in 2025. Green Bay Packers safety Xavier McKinney has a big goal for the upcoming NFL season. He wants to be part of the best defense in the NFL. Packers.com quotes McKinney as saying, I'm not going to let off the gas for nothing or nobody. Going into his second season at Lambeau Field, he has an even bigger long-term goal. McKinney aspires to have an outstanding career that earns him induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame someday. You can bet that the team hopes he achieves both goals. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
June is Adopt-A-Shelter-Cat Month, and the Okooch Mountain Humane Society has lots of wonderful cats ready for adoption into loving forever homes. Each cat has a look and a personality all its own, and there are kittens and cats of every age, shape, size, and color ready and waiting to be adopted by families or individuals with love to give. Learn more about the cats currently available from OMHS on Facebook or meet them in person at the OMHS Adoption Center, 391 Clarkson Street in Richland Center by appointment only, or you can message OMHS via Facebook or call 608-475-1885. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Soybeans and corn were higher Tuesday. Cattle finished lower and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans are up on short covering, technical buying, and the higher move in crude oil. 67% of the crop's good to excellent with planting and emergence both ahead of average. Crush demand continues to be strong with April's total the best for the month on record. July beans are up 7 1/4 at 1040 and 3/4. August was 7 higher at 1034 and a quarter. July bean meal was up 60 cents at $2.94.50, and July bean oil is 53 points higher at $46.81. Corn is up on short covering, technical buying, and that higher move in crude. USDA's crop rating improved 2% to 69% good to excellent, and planting is nearly complete. Forecast to have more favorable development conditions on tap into mid-month. July corn was up a quarter at 438.5. September was 2 3/4 higher at 423.5. And wheat was down on profit-taking, technical selling, and the higher trade in the dollar. The winter and spring wheat condition ratings from the USDA were both up on the week. There is rain in the near-term forecast for parts of the southern U.S. plains and northern Europe. July Chicago was down 3 at 536. July Kansas City was 3 lower at 536 3/4. July Minneapolis wheat was down 9 1/4 Tuesday at 618 a bushel. Live and feeder cattle were down, waiting for direct cash cattle business to get underway. Megan Grebner has more on that in just a moment. August live is down 125 at 209.75. October was 127 lower at 207.92. August feeders were down 52 at 301.22. September was 47 cents lower at $300.42. And hogs were mixed with questions about domestic and export demand. July lean was 40 cents lower at 104.57. August was 55 higher at 106.45. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this.
Helping your inner circle prepare for emergencies can start in many ways. Put together an emergency kit with YPOL. Create a family communication plan with your Dita. Remind Bai to keep a backup battery charged. It all starts with a simple step, telling those you care about to be ready for the worst. So start a conversation and plan for emergencies together. Get more tips at ready.gov/start. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet Tuesday. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices in the South were at $226 live in Texas, but weren't established in the North. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter part of the week. Fox beef was lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 56 cents at $365.44. Select was $1.59 lower at $356.52. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, up 7,000 on the week and down more than 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs had no comparison with a solid negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 98.83. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of 102.31, and the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 102.19. Pork values closed lower, down 64 cents at 106.11. All of the primals except ribs were lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and up about 3,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A USDA employee and five other individuals have been charged in connection with what authorities call one of the largest alleged food stamp frauds in the nation's history. Investigators say the purported scheme resulted in more than $66 million in unauthorized transactions under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. More news next.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The Daily Wrap-Up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Ag meteorologist Drew Lerner says additional rain and storms are in the forecast this week, which means some crops will get a much-needed drink and some farmers will be kept out of the fields. Ag economist Vince Smith with American Enterprise Institute says the proposed cuts in the outlined Trump administration budget are irresponsible.
The long-run consequences in terms of productivity, in terms of long-term global food production, and more local U.S. production are likely to be devastating.
Legislation that would bring whole milk and 2% milk back to school meal programs easily passed the Senate Ag Committee with bipartisan support. Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar says she supports the act but expresses concern about funding.
We must also acknowledge that the House just sent us a bill that cuts nearly $300 billion from nutrition programs.
I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News. Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Many wheat-growing regions are close to enthesis, and there are some concerns about head scab and striped rust, two diseases that can quickly reduce yields and profits. Dr. Damon Smith is a plant pathologist with the University of Wisconsin. We'll get some advice about scouting and spraying wheat next on today's Managing for Profit.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request our free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
Dr. Damon Smith says wheat development is a little slower than usual.
Head emergence is a little behind where it's been the last couple of years, and that's because we just don't have the heat units to get head emergence. But we are starting to see some heads out here, and I just got a call actually with about a field that's in full anthesis, so full flowering right now, and I was out looking at some stuff yesterday that had heads emerging. So we're approaching that very important head scab fungicide application timing when we are typically in an environment that has very high risk for head scab. So the moist conditions that we're seeing right now, if we start to warm up, I expect that to actually expand a little bit. So the fungus that causes head scab likes it a little bit warmer with that moisture out there. So I think folks should really be out scouting, looking at that anthesis. Are the heads out? Is there flowering there? And the real sweet spot to get a fungicide application on is at the start of anthesis to about 5 days after the start of anthesis. So that's really your window of opportunity there to get a fungicide on.
You mentioned looking at a model.
I did not develop that model. This was developed by some colleagues, but it does run nationally. So it's run out of Penn State University, but it is a national model. It's really useful because it does tell us that relative risk, just like tools like SporeCaster and TarSpotter. So it runs on that same idea of risk. And like I said, we are sort of at that critical timing right now. So folks should be out scouting and kind of using that risk information. The other disease I should mention too is stripe rust. We did have some stripe rust epidemics last year in the state. So we are concerned about that. And Michigan and Ontario, Canada have reported some county confirmations of stripe rust. That is something folks should keep an eye on. Fortunately, whatever fungicide they choose for their head scab application will also take care of the stripe rust situation. So we're kind of at a good place in terms of that fungicide application right now that stripe rust held off for us. We should be able to get both of those birds with one stone. Do make sure you're looking ahead as you're trying to set up those fungicide applications so that you're sure you can get in. That window of opportunity for fungicide application does go away, right? So after about 10 days after the start of anthesis, if you apply a fungicide outside that window, it's almost like you didn't put a fungicide on at all.
That's Dr. Damon Smith with the University of Wisconsin, and I'm Larry Lee. A link to the Penn State Wheat and Barley Scab Tool can be found online at Brownfield Ag News.
And currently in Richland Center, our time is 5:40 and 65 degrees, and we have received 86/100 of an inch of rain. And just wanted to remind you that there is an air quality alert for this evening, and that's until noon tomorrow. And then there is a severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa County out until 11 o'clock this evening. But the main reason I wanted to get on and just let you know, we've been getting a lot of calls with questions about it, and we officially received word that Church League softball has been canceled this evening. Once again, there is no Church League softball that will be played this evening.
I think you know it. Oh, I'm ready for this ride. So come on, take my hand, 'cause only you understand how to kick this feeling into drive all night with me. Sing our favorite song to sleep under the stars on the hood of our car. It's all I ever wanted. All I ever wanted was to see you in the pale moonlight. Just the way you look tonight, and maybe someday, if love comes our way, we'll be walking in the meadow in the early spring. You'll be twirling in a sundress or wearing my ring. Can you see it? A girl, I believe that it's true. All I ever wanted, all I ever really wanted was you. Here's my chance, I'll take it. You know I wanna make you mine. I had this picture in my mind. You were in it all the time. So baby, hold on tight and drive all night with me. Sing my favorite song to sleep under the stars on the hood of our car. It's all I ever wanted. All I ever wanted was to see you in the pale moonlight. Just the way you look tonight. And maybe someday, if a love comes our way, we'll be walking in the meadow in the early spring. You'll be twirling a sundress and wearing my ring. Can you see it? A girl, I believe that it's true. All I ever wanted, all I ever really wanted was you. Just the way you look tonight. And maybe someday, if love comes our way, we'll be walking in the meadow in the early spring. We'll be twirling in a sundress wearing my ring. Can you see it? Girl, I believe that it's true. Oh, I ever wanted, all I ever wanted. Oh, I ever wanted, all I ever really wanted.
Well, whiskey got me up and down and stumbling around. I got it from the well, don't need the top shelf. Yeah, you can call me cheap, but that won't bother me. I got a tabs above for me that away.
Was Kelly and Sarah singing about Well Whiskey right here on Country and Community. And good evening, I'm Tim Thede. I will be here till 8 o'clock this evening bringing you some great music. Yes, because we do not have a baseball broadcast, and as a lot of you can figure out, it's because of the weather. And that was supposed to be Richland Center at Prairie du Chien, and that game's been postponed till tomorrow evening at 5. So if you were tuning in to listen to the game, you'll have to wait till tomorrow to listen to that. And a better note, too, if anybody was planning on attending the Lancaster at Fenimore baseball game, that's postponed until tomorrow as well. But anyways, right now it's 5:47. Time is, our temperature is 66 degrees, according to the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. That's a big drop because we did hit a high of 81 today, so a drop of about 16 degrees in a matter of an hour or so. But quite the storms we got, and they were talking about them, and we had a couple really good downpours, one earlier this morning and one early later this afternoon. And man, he looked outside. I told Bo was working the studio here. I told him, God, good thing we didn't take a 3-hour tour, because the way that rain was coming down, it looked almost like the rain on the Gilligan's Island TV series where they showed them at the beginning when they're singing about the Gilligan's Island on there, and that's the way that weather was coming and the way the wind was pitching. We did have gusts up to 40 miles per hour today, so that explains why it was blowing so hard. But remember, there is that severe thunderstorm watch out for Iowa County until 11 o'clock this evening, also an air quality alert as well. For the entire WRCL listing area, the all air quality is for. So that's until noon tomorrow. So please be cautious out there, not only because of the weather, but because of that smoke. And if you're out driving, be careful. If you see anything rod around the roadways, turn around and don't drown. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found a Chevrolet key fob and built-in key with Jones Chevrolet keychain was found on Highway 58. This was on Sunday that was found on Highway 58 coming into Cazenovia. If you feel this is your key, give a call to 608-475-7691. And yesterday, so that you know, in case you own a peacock, there was a peacock found running loose on Highway 130 north of Lone Rock and south of Bear Valley. And just in case you're still missing a peacock, you can call for more information, 608-604-9551.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee, and I'll be here Saturday night for Old Time Rock and Roll. We'll be rock and rolling and reminiscing. The Salad Gold Dancers will be here. Our show is sponsored unofficially by Henry Bray's Daycare Center.
Here, kid, have a pork rind.
Those were the days at WRCO Saturday night. We'll be flipping back to the year of 1966. Oh, yeah, top 40s, glory days. And we'll be taking your requests and playing trivia as well. All a part of the party Saturday night. Those Were the Days is officially sponsored by Matesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jones Chevrolet, and A&W Boscobel. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, we hope you'll join us for Those Were the Days, my friend, on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
And one more piece of information I forgot to pass along, and my apologies when I spoke to you a few minutes ago. Church League softball, yes, that has been canceled this evening. Even though it looks like that sun is trying to come out, the field conditions are not the best for playing softball tonight. So Church League softball has been canceled for this evening.
100.9 WRCO.
Way back when, or if I'll see you again. Baby, you ever wonder, you might wish things could change. I know this might sound strange, but I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind. I thought about thinking it through. Time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time.
I'ma do what I find. I wanna make things come true.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that. Since the day that we met, it's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's
smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turn.